All right, very nice start to this day. Lots of sunshine out there. Going to be a nice day, too. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. You may remember last week we talked with Chris Smith, the owner of the Cavus Grill in downtown Port Huron. He told us about the Patronicity crowdfunding campaign that they've launched. Crowdfunding, the online version of passing the hat, asking the public for help to raise money. Well, this organization is helping small businesses in Michigan and beyond raise much-needed capital, along with matching grant monies, and these are businesses that really connect with their communities. We wanted to find out a little bit more about it. So joining us right now is co-founder and president of Patronicity, Ebrahim Varachia. Ebrahim, good morning, and thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Hello, good morning. Thanks for having me on, Paul.
Well, let's start at the beginning. Tell us how you started this organization.
Yeah, so back in 2012, my business partner, Chris, ran a Kickstarter campaign for a film he took to Sundance. And we came together and we saw the impact crowdfunding had within the arts. And we thought, what if we could take that impact and turn it towards community development? And so we launched Patronicity, which was a community-based, local, Detroit-founded crowdfunding platform. And the idea was that Detroit, with a city with so many challenges from blight to bankruptcy, lack of access to resources, has incredible entrepreneurs, activists, community members, and artists that are dreamers that really want to make and see and be that change. And so we wanted to empower them with the tools to crowdfund to make those things happen. We also had this vision of a matching fund model where organizations are already putting dollars towards these types of projects. And here we have individuals who are looking to raise funds for those types of projects. So we partnered with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation way back in 2014 to launch what we call crowd granting, where if dollars are raised through crowdfunding, they saw a matching grant to make it go even further.
What a great idea. The MEDC had to have been pretty enthusiastic about this, I would think.
Yeah, it's been an incredible partnership ever since the beginning. We never always did small businesses. Our primary program with the MEDC, which currently still runs, is called the Public Spaces Community Places Program. And that was to create and support vibrant placemaking projects, things like murals, farmers markets, green alley activations, places that people can come together and live and experience. And so the MEDC, we kind of came together and thought, as an economic development agency, we want to keep and retain talent in the state of Michigan. And we, beyond just creating places to work and live, we need to recognize that people need places to play, right? Work, live, and play. And that last piece is oftentimes forgotten. And so what if we create communities in which people love to play, which then in turn will make them work and remain living there. And so that was kind of the model. We've loved it a lot. And after COVID, we really recognized the need for small businesses in this time, and especially small businesses on Main Street. Those that are closing down, those are in our downtowns, all across the state, from Detroit to Ironwood, Michigan in the UP. And we wanted to be able to empower them with the tools to kind of keep going. And there's a lot of tools out there. There's a lot of resources. But community members also recognize and they love and they support their local businesses. They want to see them there so they can go there to patronize them in a good way come after, you know, all these restrictions ease up and we're able to go back out. And knowing that this is a difficult time, we're seeing businesses reach out, connecting with their customers, connecting with their patrons, inspiring them to want to support. And oftentimes it's just, hey, support us now during this time. Come in and here you'll be able to get, you know, a free treatment at our salon or, you know, some food at our restaurant for that support. And so sometimes there's a little bit of a donation to it, but a lot of times there's a reward tied in.
Yeah. The other thing that I think COVID has done, Ibrahim, is you know, as you point out, you know, live, work, and play. We can work in a lot of different places, and so you don't necessarily have to live where you work. I mean, you can work remotely, so that really opens up the range of places you can live. You want to live in a place with, that's really cool and has really cool things to do.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't catch all of the question, but we have seen this happen and impact in a lot of different places all across the state of Michigan. We've also kind of grown our little crowd granting model beyond the state of Michigan to other communities. But as a, you know, local community-based group, we still recognize that helping and supporting the local communities, wherever local is really, you know, important. So we do operate across the entire country, but we've been founded and we kind of have our roots in Detroit.
I'm wondering, when you and Chris started this venture, did you ever envision that it would be something that would happen outside of Detroit? Even though you started it in Detroit, did you ever envision it growing beyond Detroit?
Yeah, we always had ambitious goals as young entrepreneurs in the city. When we did start in Detroit, that was our only goal, right? Like, it was like, let's make this a Detroit thing. And then, you know, it took over a year to partner with the MEDC. And after that, it immediately expanded across the whole state, which was an incredible opportunity. In fact, our second ever matching funds model was with the city, was with Marquette, for a skate park in Marquette. And in the beginning, it really proved this idea where community members were effectively voting with their credit cards on the projects that they wanted to see matched through the state program. And then, you know, I think it really took us by surprise where more different organizations in different states reached out and wanted to replicate that impact. And we're in a couple different states that have major grant match programs, Indiana, Massachusetts. We just, you know, are preparing to launch another one in Connecticut, and we've been in talks with different communities as well. So it's been exciting as a small little, you know, Detroit startup growing to a little company that does something that's so unique, empowering people to support giving back to their communities, and seeing those dollars double from state or foundational grant dollars.
What a fantastic idea. What have been some of your favorite success stories as you look back on some of the businesses and organizations that you've helped out?
Yeah. So favorite success. There's been, really unique stories of how people are able to support different projects. And I think there's two that really come to mind. One I mentioned in Marquette, Michigan, was a skate park. And it was very early on into our partnership and this whole model of crowd granting, you know, community raising dollars to receive a match. And almost 60 days went through this campaign. It was about like 55 days. And they were only trying to raise $10,000 for a skate park they were putting in Marquette. If you've been to Marquette, it snows a lot. And so that skate park's only accessible for just a couple months out of the year. But they had been working hard. They've only raised about like $4,000. And the team leader in for that campaign reached out and was like, hey, I don't know. We've been trying so hard. Like, we've contacted all these people. We don't know if we're going to hit our $10,000 matching goal. And if we don't get to $10,000, we're not going to get that matching grant. And so there was $6,000 away with about 4 days left. And then all of a sudden that day, we saw a donation come in from a random donor we had no idea with the location in LA. And we started to figure out, like, who is this? Is it an accidental donation? It was for $5,000. Maybe he entered, like, you know, 50 decimal point, like, 0.00.
Right.
It was an accident. Turns out it was actually true. It was a real donation. And he heard about these crazy kids in Marquette who are trying to do a, like, put up a skate park. And if they didn't get the money in the last couple of days, why not? And he was actually an old famous skateboarder and photographer now, and Van Stiles. And it's just an incredible story because he had a friend who was from Marquette who lived in LA at the time. And so it was these random connections that really allowed, through crowdfunding, that anybody and everybody across the whole country could support an initiative online and really make a huge impact in another community. After that, I mean, that campaign went on, it hit its goal. A couple other skateboarding friends in California, I believe, also sold some skateboards and donated proceeds to the campaign, and they ended up with like $14,000, which was matched with the $10,000 matching grant. So that $24,000 created that spot for them. And so we kind of see those types of projects, and we've been seeing support for businesses. There's an 11-year-old entrepreneur, I think based out of Kalamazoo or Benton Harbor, somewhere on the west side of the state right now. And that is a part of this My Local Biz program. And it's incredible to see all these types of business owners, from an 11-year-old entrepreneur trying to help her little cake business continue to succeed, to small businesses like Chris's Grill in Port Huron, Cannabis Grill, and as restaurants or other types of stores all across the whole country, all across the whole state, connect back, raise dollars, and hopefully we'll be able to see them and be able to go back to these communities and go back to our favorite restaurants and favorite stores in the summer months.
What a fantastic organization. What a great story. What a wonderful service you're providing for these organizations. You're giving them the mechanism by which they can raise the money they need and maintain those community ties, because that's really what it's all about, is those places that either are long-standing institutions or want to become new institutions within a community, the place where people gather, the place where people can really live. And I just think it's a fantastic idea.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we when we started Patronicity and where that name comes from, we also recognized in our inspiration from Kickstarter that not only did it give everyday artists an opportunity to find places where they can raise dollars, but it gave everyday individuals an ability to support the arts, which was a place that was previously reserved for the wealthy elite. And I think that's the unique thing that we wanted to provide, where everyday people will be able to chip in $5 and $25 and $50 and $100, small dollar amounts, to become patrons of their city and of their community. And that, I think, is what really expands that support. It's one thing, and it's great to get those larger person involved, but usually that comes in a formative investment. Here you can get small dollars to be chipped in. It's not an investment, but it's more of communal support. Maybe there's a reward tied in, and maybe it is like, hey, if you give us $25, you get a free meal. When you come in and get that free meal, you're probably going to bring your friend along or, your partner, and then you're going to come in and you're going to buy something else. And that business is not only going to be able to provide you that free meal, but you're going to spend more money there. And so that's a great opportunity for people to kind of for the business, but it's also a great opportunity for people to support those businesses right now, and for people to be those patrons in the city, to be able to support things that they kind of was out of their space to support and didn't have access to support before, because that opportunity wasn't presented.
Yeah, it's really giving them a real lifeline. I'm just looking at Chris's campaign for the Cabas Grill. He's more than halfway toward his goal already, so it's gone very well for him. This is just fantastic stuff.
Yeah, we're really excited, and Chris is a good friend of ours as well. And coincidentally, we saw his application come through and was selected to be a part of this program, and we're excited to continue to support his project, his grill, and his restaurant, as well as, you know, the almost 90 plus other businesses across the state during this, you know, unique time.
Yeah. Really interesting stuff, Ibrahim. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for telling us about it, and continued success to Patronicity.
Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate the time.